the immune system. You talked about you've got the Forsyth Immune Protocol. Can we stress the importance of the immune system enough in fighting cancer?
No, we can't, because as you know, with the AIDS epidemic, which was finally defined in the early 80s, we know that if your B cells are depleted, your helper cells are depleted, you're going to be susceptible to a number of cancers which ordinarily would not hit young men or women, like CNS lymphoma, like head and neck cancers, like Kaposi sarcoma, like Hodgkin's disease, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, anal genital cancers. Those are all much more common in the AIDS population. But anytime your immune system, if you've had a liver transplant or kidney transplant, bone marrow transplant, you're going to be susceptible to a malignancy. Mm. So building your immune system, keeping it strong, very important. We do immune competency tests to see what your B and T cell populations look like, your natural killer cell population. We want to know those facts. We do a lot of other things to look for triggers, like hormone balancing. Balance your, in women, even though they're estrogen positive, we want them to be on progesterone or testosterone, DHEA, cortisone if necessary. In men, even though they're sometimes the prostate cancer could be testosterone driven, we like to have their DHEA normal, we like to have their cortisone level normal, and so on. Growth hormone we stay away from just because the FDA thinks that growth hormone promotes cancer. We don't really think so, but it's one of those things that's a red flag for the FDA.
You'd rather not cross that line. Pick your battles, right?
I've already been done that. I've already been in battle with the FDA, yeah. and I won the court case.
Yeah. So. Well, you know, one of the things I appreciate about what you shared is the fact that, you know, you look at the immune system, you look at hormone testing, the genomic testing, the diet. So you're looking at each patient as an individual. Yes. They come to you and you find out what would be proper for them, would help them individually, as opposed to having kind of a one-size-fits-all.
It's not a one-size-fits-all. As you know, cancer is very individual, and everyone's different. Even the same cancer, the same stage of cancer, is different people.
Yeah. Well, you've been a hero of mine for a long time. I'm really honored to have been able to interview you today, Dr. Forsyth, and I really appreciate your time today.
Thank you. Thank you, Ty. Good to see you.
Thank you. Take care.